There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler here from his perch in San Diego. We're here discussing the attack in France. NBC has issued a correction for erroneous reporting. What a shock!
No.
Bad information by news journalists on television? I can't believe it. Yet another instance of another news organization jumping, trying to get ahead of the story, and therefore giving you bad information. NBC News reports they reported the capture of the two suspects and the killing of another. And, of course, that's not true.
Right. No, it's not true.
The Nightly News made the error. Brian Williams last night explained the network relied on two senior U.S. intelligence officials. It's their fault, not our fault.
Right.
We're just covering the news. And we cornered them. They didn't. That's not what they said, but that's what they did. There's been no confirmation from French officials, of course, because it hasn't happened. They're following them.
They had them cornered in a print shop in the countryside, but not too far from Charles de Gaulle Airport. The guys are basically cornered and have said, we want to die as martyrs, and they have one hostage.
Okay, so they'll kill them.
That's likely what will happen. Yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Guns a-blazing.
The sources, NBC goes on to say, had been reliable in previous reporting.
Meanwhile, just 60 seconds ago, as I was watching the news on NBC.
On NBC. Nice going, Richie.
Lester Holt reports that the shooting of a police officer yesterday could be tied to this terrorist group, could be somebody affiliated
with these two.
There was a female police officer shot and killed yesterday. And they're saying that yesterday they said that it was not related to the shooting at Charlie Hebdo. But now they're saying it could be.
Yeah.
But we have not confirmed this yet, and we'll watch details for you.
Tomorrow, the news headline will be Doug Steffen gets the bad guys. Right? I'm going to catch a plane to Paris this afternoon, and I'm going to go get them single-handedly. I'm going to bring my...
gets the bad guys, not is the bad guys, right?
No, right. Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you very much for clarifying
that.
Yeah, I got to do that. Good news today. As a result of lower oil prices...
Yeah, Russia shut down business. They closed the doors.
No, hasn't gotten that good yet.
Iran is having a going out of business sale.
No, not that good yet, Richie. However, the barrel of oil cost was $107 last June. Now it's $47. And the number of jobs that have been added, 267,000, maybe getting closer to 300,000. If oil stays near its current price, the strong job growth foreseen this year in retail, auto dealers, shipping firms, restaurants, hotels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not so is the case with JCPenney and Macy's. Going to lay off a lot of people and shut down some stores. There's this new term that people are using called shuttered. The word is shuttered. Where did that come from? You shut down a store. They're not going to shuttered. JCPenney's shuttered down a bunch of stores. Now, you remember the other day, I think Monday or Tuesday of this week, I reported to you, or I didn't report because I'm not a reporter. I suggested or I said to you that JCPenney had a good Christmas, a good holiday shopping sales season.
Yeah, 4 or 5%.
Yep, they were up, and that's good. High end of expectations. But they realize that they have some fat here and there. So they have underperforming stores, 39 of them. So they're going to close them. Shuttering. I love that. That's what the story says. Shutter. No, they're closing them. Take that word shuttering and stick it someplace, will you please? JCPenney is closing these stores, laying off 2,250 people. Macy's is restructuring, going to shift workers from 830 Macy's and Bloomingdale stores, close 14 Macy's stores. So in other words, the stores that are closing, the employees can go work at Bloomie's if they want. If they don't, 2,200 jobs will be eliminated.
So Penny's is shuttering and Macy's is restructuring.
Yeah.
It means the same thing.
Thing is about right. The same in both places. I think you're right about that. So anyway, they say they're doing this because they have to adapt to shifting consumer tastes and shopping trends. And it's basically buying online, right? But the number, remember, though, good number, $300 billion was spent during the holiday season online buying. $480 billion was spent in the big box stores. Don't know how much was spent in smaller retail circumstances.
That's three quarters of $1 trillion.
That's a lot of money. That's almost as much money as we borrowed extra last year to add to our debt. See? That'd be pretty good. Pretty cool. All right, so let's see here. We have the TV report coming up later on. Should I talk about the Pepsi-Cola Super Bowl ad in competition now, or should I wait for the TV report? Your choice.
That's TV report news.
TV report news. Yeah. Okay. All right. The House this week, House of Representatives, remember, controlled now by the grand old party, bunch of grand old poopers. That's what GOP stands for. You didn't know that, did you? Richie.
Oh, I knew it.
You knew that it's good for grand old poopers.
I have to drive behind them all the way into work, so
okay.
I can smell them.
That's it. Email rich@dougsteffen.com. So anyway, they altered a key provision. This actually, from my perspective, anyway, good news. Let's see what you think about it. 888-302-3684 commenting. The House altered the key provision of the Dodd-Frank Financial Services Regulation Bill, would give banks another 2 years to ensure that the holdings of certain complex and risky securities didn't put them afoul of the new regulations. Passed 276 to 146, which means about 40 Democrats voted for it, too. Let's see here. It failed under fast-track House rules that require a two-thirds vote, likely to pass under rules that require just a simple majority. At issue is the so-called Volcker Rule from Paul Volcker. Remember him? He used to run the Fed, which was part of the financial overhaul law. Limits banks' riskiest trading bets that could implode at taxpayers' expense. That's what led to the 2008 financial crisis. And I've said, without making reference to this, that it's, if they keep up with the 3% down payment that the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac folks want, and allow you to, let's see, what is it? Oh, your credit score can be under 600 and you can still borrow the money. There you, that's a recipe for strength, right?
I'm talking about the same thing going on. Democrats fighting with each other.
Right, yeah. All right, so
Liberal Massachusetts Rep. Mike Capuano.
Capuano represents Somerville and
is incensed at the moderates.
No!
And he said, if Democrats support rolling back Dodd-Frank regulations, you might as well be a Republican.
Wow!
Ooh. Ooh. Them's fighting words. I love it when they start tussling with each other.
Well,
it's so much fun.
We had a conversation earlier, Richie, about Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Bush, Jeb. What the question was asked, what's the difference between the two of them? I think that's a pretty good question. Not much would be my answer. So is it time for
a third party? Any of them?
Well, that may be it. That's what my friend, I love Donald, who works with me, runs the farm in the western part of the state for me. Last night he and I went to get bales of hay. We loaded up our truck with hay. And so we were talking about politics on the way back. And I knew he voted for Obama twice, so I was giving him a little of the old one, too. And I don't think he's ever... He says he votes for the person, but the person he votes for usually has a D after his name. So I said, so what do you think? How's it going? You love Obama, right? He says, he looks at me and he snarls, they're all the same. And you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something to be said for that. The sage of Western Mass, Donald Ela, has told us that they're all the same, and I'm betting most of you agree with that. So I don't have any party affiliation. But anyway, the point of this conversation that we're having, listening to on the air, was that the third party movement could really, if in fact Mrs. Bush runs against Jeb, Mrs. Bush, hello, there's a Freudian slip, Mrs. Clinton, wow, what would happen if Mrs. Bush ran against Mr. Bush? It's the same stuff. And by the way, their families are so close now that that's not something that they want you to know. But it won't make any difference. If it's, again, if it's the two of them, if it's Bush versus Clinton, it wouldn't make any difference. As a matter of fact, what would be very interesting is if Mrs. Clinton runs and beats Jeb Bush, he should be the vice president. Or vice versa. How about that for a ticket? How about a Bush-Clinton ticket? Why fool around? Just have one ticket. We do like Saddam Hussein. Don't vote for us, we'll get you shoot him. Right? I mean, that's what happens in China. Or where else? It happens in Iran. Right? Most of these Middle Eastern countries, they have one person on the ballot. If you don't vote for me, we'll shoot you. Pretty simple, right? Straightforward. Why waste a lot of time? Just anoint them. Why have an election? Just say, okay, you guys, you're the next ones in charge. Why
There's
bother?
No money in that.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I'm sorry. That's right. There's no money.
You have to go out and fundraise for 3 years of there.
Yeah.
All right, time for a... it's time for your attention to be given to me for a different reason, please. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, if you have not ordered...
Because if you don't, he'll go into the corner and start stomping his feet, and it's really ugly. So just please go ahead and pay attention to it.
Are you suggesting that I am temperamental? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, no, no. You demand attention.
Well, because I have something important to say.
Let's hear it.
After all, that's why people are listening, because they figure we have something important to say. Otherwise, the people listening would have their own radio show, and we'd be listening to them. Right? Help reduce.
Let's do that tomorrow. Let's let them do the show, and we'll sit back and listen.
A little inside information.
It'll
okay.
be fun.
Help reduce premature hair loss and thinning hair with Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It's your best chance. It is the best way for you to deal with the problems of hair loss, thinning hair, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People from all over our great country have seen and experienced the Provia difference. Here's Diana, who says, my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I'd try to do what you suggested. And it made a difference, and it was quick. So, remember, it's safe for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's safe if you have colored hair, treated hair, makes no difference. The best idea for you and the best way for you to get your hair back is to call 800-525-8319. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Provia, 800-525-8319. Order now and get the same quality Provia plus super concentrated Provia for faster, more noticeable results that comes along free. So you get basically two. You get Provia the regular and super concentrated Provia. Call now, 800-525-8319. Free express shipping is yours. Mention my name and I bet you get taken care of quite quickly and quite well. 800-525-8319. It's Provia that helps bring your hair back the natural way. 800-525-8319. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happens to be Friday, end of the week. And that's not a bad thing, right? 21 after the hour.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
One-hit wonder contest time. Would you like to qualify for a four-day, three-night luxury vacay? A couple of adults, a couple of children. They don't have to be yours. Where the kids could find, you know, maybe older folks who are their friends. I'd like to see some 15-year-old win this contest and choose who he's going to take with him for adults.
I think you have to be 18 to win the contest.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. So 18-year-old.
And the kids that you take have to be under 15. So.
Okay, so the older kids could take the younger kids. 18-year-old in college.
Uh-huh.
Brings his 10-year-old brother and her cousin.
There you go.
Throw that. Right, anyway, the bottom line is, if you can figure out who's singing a one-hit wonder song and you dial us at 888-302-3684 and you're the right person for the right answer, you'll qualify for our February 6th drawing for a winter getaway to one of these three resorts, either the Turks and Caicos or a couple of them are in Jamaica. Beaches Resorts responsible for that. Meanwhile, we're playing this song by this artist that had only one hit. 888-302 Doug will be happy to put you into that category of winners or possible winners.
Now, don't get confused here.
All right.
Because this song is a monster hit by several people.
Yes, it is.
The original.
It's not the one we're playing.
Okay, but that's not this. This is redone. Performed in almost every mall across the country.
Well, this is a disco. This is at the end of the disco era.
Right.
Number one during this week in 1979. Topping the charts. This woman is not only a disco singer, was an R&B singer, dancer, actress. She was doing it all and did a great job. I'm surprised now that I remember that this is the only hit that she had, frankly, but that's why she's here in the category of one-hit wonders. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. At the age of four, this lady's father signed her up for singing and dancing lessons. She attended Howard University in Washington, left to dance with the D.C. Repertory Company, studied ballet, Richie, and modern dance.
Oh, yes, she's from here in D.C.
Toured as a dancer on Broadway, went to London. She met recording producer Barry Lang. and Lang used a series of programmable synthesizers and drum machines to create the instrumental track for this song, Knock on Wood, which was written by Eddie Floyd and Steve Cropper. It's a combo.
Yep.
And Richie just played the original by Eddie Floyd, which went back to 1966. Knock on Wood, shot to number one. This version of it earned her a platinum record and a Grammy nomination. Her second release was a remake of Light My Fire, and it didn't do well at all on the pop charts. I would be thinking that her version, that might be pretty good, actually, but I don't remember it. So anyway, that song, the fact that it flopped, ended her pop music career. Let's see, 2001, she started working as a Goodwill Ambassador for UNICEF in Italy. So that's that story of this lady. So who is this lady? 888-302-3684 to be in consideration and in the running for our trips to the Turks and Caicos. Let's see here. How about we go to Virginia, who is in Tucson. Hi, Virginia. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Oh, great. How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. So who do you think this is?
Oh, I know. It's Evelyn Champagne King.
Well, you know, I love your forthrightness and fortitude. It is not Evelyn Champagne, but that's a great guess.
I thought it was. Thank you.
No, I thought it was a great guess. Thank you. Here's Nancy in Tampa. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you. Who do you think this is?
Amy Stewart.
Amy Stewart
with two eyes.
Yes, you're right. You're good for you. Two eyes. We said it synchronistically. So you're going to qualify for our drawing for the trip to the beaches resorts. Stand by. We'll get your name. Thanks.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, people are always asking me, what kind of treats can they give their dogs and their cats without worrying about making them sick? Well, I put a list together of the healthiest treats for your pet. Apples are fine, but you can't give the core of the apple because apple seeds contain chemical compounds that can be dangerous for your pets. You can give them blueberries, strawberries, watermelon without the seeds. They're not going to spit them out themselves. Fresh bananas or frozen bananas are fine. Green beans, carrots, raw or cooked. Sweet potato cooked and cubed. Squash, zucchini, lettuce, spinach. If you want to give your dog popcorn, let's say you're sharing a movie together, just make sure that popcorn is unsalted and unbuttered. Grapes and raisins are very dangerous. Garlic and onions are dangerous. Pick one of the fruits I just gave you as a healthy alternative to the treats. You know, those little biscuits you give your dog or your cat, some of them contain 50 or 60 calories. That's why they're getting chubby. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Stepping on the Good Day program with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler with our focus on, I think we kind of need to, there's no late news in the Paris situation, so I think we need to move on from that.
Hold up.
Yeah, I mean, they'll get them sooner or later.
Right.
Meanwhile, the president yesterday proposed making community college free for everybody who's willing to work for it, whatever that means. He posted a video on his Facebook page, president previewing his plan, which is going to be announced during a trip to Tennessee today. Obama says it's not for children. We also have to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to constantly train themselves for better jobs, better wages, better benefits. So why not have a government giveaway? That's not what he said. That's what I'm saying. The proposal didn't get cold before Boehner took a shot at it. He said, quote, with no details or information on the cost, this seems like more talking points than a plan. White House press release after that says federal funding would cover 3/4 of the average cost of a community college. States that choose to participate will be expected to contribute the remaining funds. Yeah, right. Students required to maintain a 2.5 GPA while in college must make steady progress toward completing their program in order to have their tuition eliminated. So you get paid back by you, and you get paid back by you if you're a taxpayer. I'm going to pay you back. Richie's going to pay you back. Kenny's going to pay you back. Everybody listening to this program that pays taxes is going to pay you back after you meet the requirements. Whatever happened to how about we do a good job for the sake of doing a good job? How about we
if we really want this, how about we work for it? How about we get a job in high school? How about we, more giveaways?
No, it's not a giveaway. That's the thing that drives me crazy when politicians use the word free. Nothing is free.
Yeah.
Nothing. Listen to me. Watch my
lips.
Read my lips. Yeah. Nothing is free.
Mm-mm.
It's paid for with your
tax dollars. What an outrageous statement to make, actually.
It is ridiculous. It just goes to show how stupid politicians think we are.
Yep.
When they use the word free
but
for something we are paying for.
Isn't this going to be up to the states, though?
Yeah, states are going to kill it.
Yeah.
They put in a quarter of it. That would
well,
be
the
that.
Reason he's doing it, where is he doing it, in Tennessee?
Tennessee, yeah.
Is because they are already doing this.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. And, hey, listen, college is getting so expensive, nobody can afford it. Yeah. It's going to get to the point sometime when government takes over college tuition and it just becomes the 13th, 14th, 15th grade, 16th grade.
Mm.
So it's just an extension of high school.
So why don't we just run? Why don't we just, instead of requiring people to stay in school till 16, 18, add two more grades? I think that may be it.
Why not?
Instead of community colleges, just have them stay in high school. That's it. I mean, you got plenty of seats now because half the kids drop out when they're, and I don't mean that facetiously, in Los Angeles,
50%.
46% right. of those who are 16 drop out of high school in Los Angeles County.
And you get that for free.
Huh. All right. Something to think about. 888-302-3684. Listen to the indignant Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden. I don't hear
anything. You know what? Come on. Don't play me for a fool. I'm not that dumb. I'm pretty dumb.
Yeah.
But I'm not that dumb.
It works okay for you on that deal.
Come on.
All right. Today is National Respect Your Police Day. Or something close to that. I got to find out what the actual title of this is. This is a, I'm looking at a press release issued by COPS, C-O-P-S, Concerns of Police Survivors. COPS. They say today that police survivors and partnering organizations will unite in support of law enforcement officers around the country to promote National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, LED. Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. I'm not sure they thought that through so well. LED.
Maybe they thought it was going to be LEED.
Oh. Okay. Leave it to me to think it's LED because they're both, right? It's a, what do they call a word? Spelled the same but means something different. That's not a homonym, is it? Is that a homonym or a synonym? I can't remember. Yeah, no, it's a homonym.
It's a homonym, yeah.
Word that sounds the same as opposed to a synonym, an antonym, and all those other things that we learned when we were in junior high school. Anyway, I'll stop with the English lesson and move on.
Well.
The recent negativity directed toward law enforcement. These people feel there's a need to show law enforcement officers that our citizens recognize the difficult and sometimes impossible career they have chosen. But you know what? They chose it. I didn't choose it. They chose it. So I have no problem with acknowledging good police work. Great. Let's do it. Let's support it. Let's encourage it. Let's push those people. But
we're not.
No. And as a matter of fact, Richie's brother went into a, what was it, into a bank or something yesterday?
No, he went to go replace the battery in his cell phone. And I can't remember what kind of cell phone he's got. But he says, unfortunately, I didn't have time to go home and change. I was still in uniform. He posted this on Facebook yesterday. And he doesn't post a lot on Facebook. He said, the feeling I received from the staff and the people in the mall was not one I have perceived before.
Uh-huh.
I felt like an outcast or some kind of freak. Staff was courteous, but I felt like I was being judged because of my
remember
profession.
Remember how old those people are that work in those stores.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have the same idea about police. Did you have that idea about police when you were that age? Did I? I
always respected police. Yeah. I had a bit of like, ooh, uh-oh, police, you know, type thing. But he says, it irks me.
Hmm.
We're still the same people that you have called when you need something, and we will still show up and help you when you are in need.
The vast majority of police officers do a good job. They are good people. They are well-intentioned. And back to the same old theme that I've had for years and years, we don't need as many. There are 780,000 police officers across our country. We need 450,000, maybe. They should be better trained and better paid. And I mean, back to the president and his hula about going to community college. There are some schools that provide pretty good law enforcement. They don't call it that. There's a 4-year course. And I remember my pal Brent Larrabee here in Framingham started it at Framingham State College, and it sort of spread around. Very progressive police officer. And I forget what it was, law enforcement major, but doesn't sound right to me, but basically that's what it is. 4 years of learning the law and learning about people and learning language and learning skills. It's psychology, it's language, it's understanding psychology. Oh, did I say that twice? Well, you understand my drift. It's a good idea to get police much better trained and to have them understand, that it is, they've signed off for something tough, so they should be paid better. I think the average police officer here in my community starts about 49. I think it's something in that vicinity. And I don't think that's enough money for that job. Not if you're doing a good job. The other problem is that there are police at the other end who are pushing 65, and they aren't fast enough to chase the bad guys. So they just ride it out. They ride around in the police cruisers, and they, duck whatever they can duck. And maybe they arrest. They don't ever arrest anybody, but they write a few tickets here and there. And the police presence, they just make sure that everybody sees the cars going around. But that's not, I don't know that that's necessary. I just find, unless I know the police officer personally, and I do know.
You think you help?
Still here.
Or you think you are one that helps push the attitude that my brother ran up against last night.
Whether I do or not?
When you sit here and talk about...
No, I think I'm very clear about how I feel about police officers. I think your brother's
mostly
example...
Most don't like them.
No, I don't like the police because I don't think...
So when my brother walks into a store and runs up against somebody listening to the show right now, how do you think they react to him?
I think they react to him without knowing him, and that's unfair, without knowing what he's doing, without knowing what he's done. That's really what the problem is here.
So we should get to know every single individual police officer before we judge them.
No, there you go again. This is like a Ronald Reagan. There you go again, Richie.
Right.
I think that... Do you know how...
Okay, it just comes so easily.
Here's what just flashed in my mind. All right, you ready for this? Do you know how when you go to some military installation and the military bosses, the majors and the generals and colonels, they all have these various, I don't know if they're awards or they're merit badges or whatever the heck, it's like the Boy Scouts. But they have all of this metal, these colored things on their uniform that certainly...
Decorations.
Are indicative of what they've accomplished. I'd kind of like to see that with police officers. What have you, what sort of things have you done? Or what? I think that tells the story, kind of. I know when I look at that, I mean, I have a different read on people in the military who are in harm's way, and that's not everybody in the military, versus the average police person, because I know the guys who are in harm's way. I don't think you can tell that by looking at a police officer. Guy who sits behind a desk wears the same uniform as the guy who's out there ducking bullets from the bad guys. I don't think that's appropriate. I'd rather see the people who are in harm's way wearing a different uniform, because I sure as heck, not that I don't respect the people who sit at the desk and push paper, but that's a different genre. It's a different job. They're not in harm's way unless somebody throws a paper airplane at them across the desk. But the people out on the street or in the car in tough neighborhoods, we have tough neighborhoods in the town that I live in, and there are most communities, the closer you get to Boston, the less tough communities there are until you get into the city itself, because they're all, high income and they don't stand for any foolishness. So, things are pretty well patrolled and they clean out the riffraff.
My brother had the opportunity to work in one of those high-end neighborhoods here in Washington, D.C., and he said, no, I'll take the slums,
well,
please.
It's got to be boring.
Well,
anything else.
He said, I would not be able to take it once one person said, do you know who I am?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And he said, I'd rather be chasing drug dealers.
Punch you in the mouth.
Than have some pompous jerk tell me, do you know who I am?
All right, here's the public. What the public doesn't see, Richie, is the toll law enforcement takes on keeping communities safe. On average, between 105 and 203 officers die in the line of duty every year. 50,000 officers are assaulted in the line of duty every year. 14,000 officers are injured in the line of duty every year. And over 300 officers commit suicide every year. There's no other profession except the military where you find these kind of stats. So, those are the people.
Radio, baby.
That, yeah.
It's close.
Yeah, it is close. Those are the people that I respect, have respect and regard for. And the people who are in line, are in the way of the harm that can be done. When you go to the worst thing, police officers don't want to go to domestic incidents because
that's the most dangerous thing in the world.
They are. They are nerve-rattling.
Crimes of passion are a situation that you cannot control.
I remember Joe, who is now the manager here on the farm, former police officer, 34 years, I think, on the force. He was a detective. He and his partner went into a home where there was a domestic disturbance. The wife was a huge woman. Apparently, she had beaten up her husband. And when the police got in, she grabbed both of them, took Joe, threw him down three flights of stairs, ran down, beat the hell out of him. He's had back injury for the rest of his life after that. Whatever else she did to the other guy, I don't know. But it took four police officers to contain her. And Joe suffers now from the incident that took place 14, 15 years ago.
So every time you walk into a car and they roll the window down, or every time you walk into a house and you knock on the door, you don't know whether you're going to get that
person.
No. Or, hello, officer, how can I help
you? Yeah, right. I'd rather have, here's what I'd rather see, and then we're going to do the TV report. I would rather see, and this is my dream because it's what I grew up around. When I used to have trouble, let's say on the farm, someone would break down, the police would come, they'd turn on the bubblegum machine, and they'd follow me home until I was where I needed to go. And it happened four or five times in different communities. That's what I love and respect. They're there to help. What happens now? We break down along the side of the road. Police comes along and says, if you don't move that in 5 minutes, I'm going to write you up. Screw you. I got a problem here. How are you fixing it? You're going to give me a ticket because a piece of equipment broke down and I'm on the side of the road. That's why people don't like the police. That's why we grew up respecting them and liking them, because they did what I just suggested.
Because we all have tractors that break down on the side of the road.
You know what I mean. That, around here, when I was a kid, that was the way it was, in communities all around here. So it isn't a tractor, it's a car, or it's something, where instead of getting help, they tell you, get it out of the way, or we're going to write you up.
Well, that's in your community.
But you see it a lot. That's the problem. All right, let's do the TV report. You want to do a spot here, or am I just going to go into the TV report?
Why stop now?
This is your fault. You got me going. I was going to stop 4 or 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
You kept pushing me, egging me on.
As long as I've kept you going this far, you might as well just keep on rolling.
All right, Pepsi-Cola has cooked up a kooky way to bring attention to its products, asking top culinary students to create the ultimate Super Bowl party fare by using the company's food and beverages as ingredients. This sounds like a winner to me. They have put...
What company is it?
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
This weekend, put four student teams at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, test a variety of recipes.
What products Pepsi has that we could use for...
Oh, they own all these snack... Oh, man, there's tons of stuff. They have not only Frito-Lay, Gatorade, Pepsi-Cola, Quaker products, Tropicana, Doritos, all that kind of stuff. Mountain Dew. You could put together all kinds of things, I would think. Wouldn't you, Kenny, think there would be a concoction here?
Yeah. And you don't have to just use those.
No, you can use meat.
You have to start with those. Then you pile on the meats and cheeses.
Use milk. Make mine milk. Fox News upset, and so are people who watch Fox News. If you have a dish, if you're a dish customer, it's off. The current deal expired. Contract negotiations have failed. Therefore, no Fox on Dish.
I love all these people who are posting on Facebook. Dish gets rid of Fox. What do you think, all of you Fox fans? This happens every week with one network or another. It was the New World Order. Weeks ago, right?
It was, yep. New World Order. Game of Thrones, Veep, and Silicon Valley returning to HBO, Richie, in April. All of them are HBO products and highly popular. Ted Danson, Patrick Wilson, and Gene Smart are joining Fargo next season as well.
Okay.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Necessarily time travel, it's time to travel. And here to help us do that is Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of the information that you read at bestfares.com. Go to dougsteffen.com and you'll see in the contributors box picture of Tom. You click on that and the weekly specials for Good Day listeners are there. We'll highlight some of those and how you can take advantage of some of the other special things when it comes to travel. We're on top of it here on Good Day.
To earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than $1. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, time now for Tom Parsons from BestFares.com to overview some of the specials. We have these highlighted every week at DougStefan.com, and you have them in BestFares.com. You're surprised by the prices. You're surprised why? Because the cost of...
Let's look at facts. You know, June 2008, fuel hit as high as... almost $140 a barrel. Today it's under $50 a barrel, and yet the fuel surcharges to Europe are still at the same level they were in 2008, $516. So there's a lot of wiggle room out there, and also airfares have gone up over the years, and there's a lot of wiggle room there, and we're starting to see it happen. I mean, this week we saw San Francisco. This was probably the wildest one we had, and then yes, it's to Moscow, okay, but it was $300.
San Francisco to Moscow. A lot of traffic, is it, between San Francisco and Moscow? How much?
$329 with all taxes.
From San Francisco to Moscow?
Yeah. I just said it's well crazy. I mean, Chicago.
It'd be worth a trip. It's cold there this time of year.
$399.
Who the hell wants to go to Moscow?
Okay, then go to let me put it this way.
You can go to Leningrad. You have to pay me $329 to go to Moscow.
Paris or Amsterdam is $1,200. If you go to Moscow and then pick up a flight there from $329, it's $200 round trip. Now you got a whole trip for $500.
All right, so let's follow this thingy. You fly from San Francisco. You want to go to Amsterdam. You fly from San Francisco to Moscow, and then Moscow to Amsterdam is $500. But if you do San Francisco Amsterdam, it's $1,200. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, check this out. I just looked. A trip to Rikers Island is only $50. Maybe I'll book that while I'm at it.
And they're giving free lunch on Tuesday.
There you go. Okay.
The other thing that's hot and crazy, Libria. I don't know if many people know where Libria is, but it's on the Pacific coast of Costa Rica. It's a very tough area. Usually out of Dallas and Philadelphia.
Since I want to go out this weekend.
It's like $700 to $800.
I'll be killing me.
Out of New York, Philadelphia, Dallas.
How about, what does it cost us to go from Boston to Palm Beach? How about we do that?
It's
fucking
$289.
To go to where? Costa Rica?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And deals with Syria right now, Tom?
Minutes from the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like to go to Baghdad.
Baghdad.
It's 90 degrees.
What's New York to Baghdad? Is there a special on that? What's the deal? New York to
That's probably pretty cheap.
Yeah, right.
But, I'm just saying, we are starting to see a lot of, I mean, that airfare I just mentioned, I know you may not like it. You may not think of Costa Rica. It's a really great place destination.
Okay, well, thank you for it. Yeah. But we can't. Meanwhile, what does it cost to get from Boston to Palm Beach? But there's only got one airline servicing
Actually, it's been running around $200.
Really?
Okay.
I don't know if you're in the last minute.
Palm Beach is not there looking for Lauderdale.
Trying to get out of here because of the cold weather. All right, this is Tom Parsons. Check out his specials to Moscow at bestfares.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.